Well, Ian, we have Greenbra, and we're in for the real news. So take it away, Greenbra.
All right, so we got to ask about the Supreme Court decision, the gay marriage equality. There's a lot of folks that are pissed off about this.
Well, I guess that's a different kind of party, isn't it?
It absolutely is. So just to let you know, everyone know what's going on in social media, there's lots of stories going around, one of which is a pastor in Texas who claims that he's going to set himself on fire during a protest against this.
Yeah, may we help?
The reason he claims is that all gays refuse to acknowledge the presence of God. And then there's also another story that's circulating that the next step is complete legalization of pedophilia, because somehow this is like paving the way to pedophiles marrying their victims. So,
cool.
Ion, what would the non-physical say to these people that are up in arms about this?
Welcome to Babylon.
So, certainly this is not the first application to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Suffering cats. Listen to what you're actually saying. You're trying to say that people don't nut. People have been nutting since they didn't know what nutting was. They was doing it before they was doing it. They're going to continue to do it. They're going to do it with everything under the sun, moon, and stars, computers, computer apps, computer websites. People can nut for websites. They're all over the place. They jump up and down, everything a rabbit can do to a God bless stump, trying to get something up or off, over, under, aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, trying to do what they can do. And now some goddamn Supreme Court's going to come along here and legislate a morality. Ooh, how wonderful. What a wonderful day this must most certainly be. For Lord suffering cats, make it in law, make it out law, make it up law, make it a non-law. It doesn't make any difference. People are going to do what they're going to do. And you can vote on it. You can fight on it. You can piss on it. You can spit on it. It's not going to change a thing. You might as well get on with this thing called living in life and get on with your ascension or get the fuck out.
So how many applications were turned down previously for this same situation?
Well, in certain regimens, all of them.
In certain regimens, all of them?
Yeah.
But why did they decide to take it now?
Why not?
Well, if they hadn't taken it in years past.
They don't care now. Haven't you been listening to Bob? Oh, well, wait, no, that's an oxymoron in and of itself. But had you been listening to Bob, Bob said years ago, back on CKLN, that's way back earlier in the program, that it wouldn't be long before this would be the case. Christian Murdy nutted himself over the very idea of the construct. May Brussels still hadn't got over it. Eleanor Roosevelt needs to be for president. You could thread this all the way back through and rewind it again and again and again and again and again. Lord have mercy. The next thing you know, you're going to have to finally accept that Elton John is indeed gay.
I was thinking that perhaps this was a distraction. They took it on purpose to distract everyone from the TTP trade thing.
Stop that. Stop that pile of talking. You're going to affect the Forex, darling.
Will the TPP deal pass as it is? The fast track?
Can't pass as it is.
So it'll get amended?
It has to be.
What changes will we see from that?
Silence changes.
Can you give us some examples?
He did. Tonality. Sure. Silence.
Sure.
But will ye?
I think Ion was listening to the fireworks in the background.
They go bang, bang, bang.
I just received word of the three holistic doctors that transitioned under suspicious circumstances in Florida. And some of them...
Tell it. We just love it. This is what we made homeopathy for, so it has something to die of.
Some of them were being investigated by the feds. Did these three doctors know each other?
Yes.
Were they all working on the same thing together?
No.
Were they curing too many people?
Like Virginia hams.
Oh, distractions, distractions. Okay, that's all I got, Bob.
I think Bob's on their phone. Maybe Corbin
NASDAQ,
called in.
NASDAQ can't hold them all.
NASDAQ can't hold the, what, the stocks, the market?
TTT.
Oh, I don't know what TTT is or whatever you were saying. Can you explain it, Greenbra?
TPP is a trade deal that the Republicans are trying to get passed, and some of the Democrats, not all of them, most Democrats are against it. But the language is pretty ambiguous, and it's very complicated. People are upset because they say a lot of jobs are going to go overseas because of this, but that's just scratching the surface.
They already have. Get into the meat of it.
Right.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is allowing you to bypass the Republican-run Congress so they can do whatever they want to do. They bundled them two together, trying to put them so they could slip through, and now they're come back through to rip it out.
It's giving corporations a greater power than they already have. And there's also talk that they will take away generic prescription drugs. And that's the gist that I know about it.
Well, we say good. Make them so people can't afford them. They may live long enough to enjoy not taking them.
Oh,
double
God,
up all
yeah,
the prices.
Absolutely.
Isn't that great? Let that go. Bring the fracking on, honey. Let the fracking frack. That's what we're talking about. Get this shit on the rip and roll. Turn them loose. Don't you worry about it, darling. We got this. Don't you worry about it. They've been to tear it up from the floor up. Tore up from the floor up. Going to let it good times roll. Then you're going to see a new day happening. And, Joe, you cannot be charged with the beheadings because they'll be beheading themselves just like John the Revelator.
Will the Republicans win the next presidential election, Ian? They will not?
No, nor will the Republicans.
Will the Democrats win?
Nor will the Republicans. Neither will.
A third party?
Neither. Whoever is the sitting president of the United States most certainly will not be the winner.
Interesting. Well, that must be some sort of financial scare then.
Hippity hop to the barbershop.
I was thinking that was going to happen in 2017, not 2016.
You better ask Miss Merkel. She'll sure be able to help you with that.
Merkel?
Yes. Angelina
so what about the fall? What about the fall? What about the fall of 2017, Ion?
Just a minute,
the
Queen.
Spring.
The Queen celebrated her birthday at Merkel's place in Germany. That's how important Merkel is right now.
Oh.
You know who Merkel is?
Angelina.
You know who she is, right, Greenbra?
No, I don't.
Lord suffering cat. She runs Germany and all the European Union. Bob, how you let these people come in here trying to run something? They don't even know who the fuck Angela Merkel is.
You've got to listen a little more, Sandra, when you're home and your family.
No, it's great fun. She's got a Googler. She can get smart in 2.3 seconds. It's
okay,
all good.
Okay.
Who is that on the phone, Bob?
I'm trying to bring him in, but I won't identify them yet.
Should
right?
we wait?
Ooh, it's
what?
A mystery.
Should
yeah,
we wait? Yeah, if they can phone, if they know how to do basic connecting here.
Oh,
what happens when you call into the conference call? You just register or you have to click a button or something?
You dial a number and it says, welcome to Achieve Radio. And then it says, you can listen on the call line or you can click it on the booby box or you can lick it on the locker locks. But you say your name, then you hit pounds, and then it tells you that it's in presentation mode and you can't say shit because you won't open up the line. That's how it goes.
So why? Oh, yeah. So you did murdered alternative doctors, and then did you go a sidebar of that, and that led into fracking? Is that what you did, Greenbra?
Yeah. That's the TPP
I know what that is.
Business.
Yeah,
right, and then you did the presidential election.
Yeah.
What did he say about the? I was distracted on the phone. Did he say something about the present president won't last or something? Did you get that?
Whoever the sitting president is won't be the winner.
Whoever will be president won't be the winner. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
He declares some kind of emergency.
So they want a weakling. They want a weakling like Hillary Clinton.
No.
You're just mad because she's trying to get as much money as you, Bob.
That's right. She's already a trillionaire. She's closing in on me. We got to put a stop to this, Sandra.
Yeah, I had something to add about this TPP. What it reminded me of is a part in William Irwin Thompson's last book. He has his last chapter online, so I downloaded it. He's sort of summing up the horrors of the world, and he's saying what we see now with Mitt Romney's Bain and Company and Goldman Sachs is the new plunder economy in which the hostile takeovers of American factories and their subsequent closures and selling off of their parts is followed by reinvestment in factories in China and Indonesia. Then the profits from these overseas investments are deposited in banks in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands to avoid American income tax. These enormous profits are then used to make huge donations to the Republican Party to energize a hostile takeover of the federal government so that tax cuts and special allowances can protect these corporate raiders from government controls and regulations, as well as enabling them to buy ads to convince the electorate that the Republican Party is patriotic. So far, this scam has worked, and the electorate has been stupid enough to vote for these corporate con men like Romney, who are simply robbing them. The new American plunder economy is the transition between our present hypercapitalism and a post-national global ecology of noetic polities, of which only a few will be scientific. So I thought that was a real good summary of what seems to be going on.
Sounds like a nonfiction book you got there, Carolyn.
He goes into it even further in Transforming History. We think it's all a bunch of gibberish, but if you're interested in that, Transforming History, I'll set that up for you.
Yes, that is Thompson's book for classroom, the classroom schedule. If you're homeschooling your kids, get that book. It's his curriculum for education, and it's used at the Ross School. We've posted a few summaries of that.
And you take the paper out of that book and roll marijuana cigarettes with it and smoke them, and you'll become enlightened.
But one neat fact on that whole agenda is Apple Computer has more cash on hand than the federal government. So they are in charge, just like Bob's been saying all along.
They're not in charge anymore, I'll say that.
Yeah. Self and society.
That's another Thompson title. Okay. Who would like to ask a question first? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to ask about Greece. I have the impression it's like an experiment to see how people will react in a cashless situation. Is that correct?
It's not. It's a test to see how Angela Merkel's going to handle it, darling, and she's not doing really well today.
Are they going to stay in the union?
They may not be able to. See, that's the point. At this stage of the game, they may not be able to.
Everybody's commenting that they should forgive the debt of Greece because Germany's debt after the Second World War was forgiven. And they say, why don't they do that?
That was from the Third Reich. That was not owed to them. If they paid it back, who would they pay it back to except themselves? Greece has different borrowers. There are actual holders who cannot forgive the debt because it's all of the European Union. It's what the EU is balanced upon. Once Deutsche Bank goes down, there's nothing to support the euro, and then a pound sterling will replace the mark.
From the non-physical point, I think many people is terrorized now because they said they're going to take 30% of all the money of the people in the bank to pay Greek's debt. And so everybody says, wow, they can do that. Like, they just take your money away.
They have to. And if they don't do that, guess what happens? None of their money is worth anything. If Greece defaults, they can't declare bankruptcy. There is not a Schedule 9 from the IMF. If they default, then all of the euro
and
defaults.
If
you can't divest yourself of your euros by now, you have problems.
From the non-physical point, what is then money? Is people able to live without it now? Can they manifest without having the money? Or
they manifested this.
And what will be the way to manifest it? Just to say it?
They did it.
Are they trying to create a credible crisis so that we come forth? They secretly know if we fuck up this, we're real bad. Bob will save us. Is that what these people are thinking?
But we're not going to let Bob save it.
Is really Angela Merkel taking the decisions, or the Queen was here as Bob was away? I had the impression she came to tell Angie or Muti what to do. Was that like that?
There was a discussion, but that's not the discussion. It's when the National Bank of Greece hit $1.10 each share, it all was kind of going downhill from there.
And that was a while ago, Ion? 2 months ago? A year ago? When did that happen?
Early this morning. You see, darling, they have already defaulted on the $1.8 billion. That's already in default.
Is that talked about in the media, Ion?
No, not much. But the banks won't be able to open again until the 6th.
Well, in the media, they talk as if Germany could really solve their situation. And they also say, like, Angela Merkel is not very human or nice.
She's not. We like that about her.
Could they really solve that situation?
By making her nice?
No, she doesn't mean that. You're saying, Roxana, this situation is so bad, nobody could fix it. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Only Bob, and he's not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood, Roxy, so I hope it all goes so that we can start a new civilization.
Yes, right.
Now, you just said, Ion, the banks open on the 6th, but that's Monday. So there's nothing on. Of course. Are the banks open 7 days a week?
They've been closed for a week now, Bob.
So they're going to open on Monday.
You can only take out 60 euros a day from the ATMs.
Okay, so the banks will open on Monday, and what will that mean? Is that good news?
Depends.
It depends on whether the majority of humans want this to go into a complete collapse. And you're implying most of you humans want this to completely collapse, correct?
Well, see, it's gotten to the point now when instead of coming in and solving the problem, they've left it for the people to vote. Well, of course the people are going to vote, give me some more free money. But the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
But the people will vote for being saved, but you're saying deeper majority wants a collapse.
It's not for them to
say. Right. So it shows you how desperate the banking authorities are because they're going to a fake solution and the people don't have any say. So that means it's already over. Correct, Ion?
Yes.
On the other side, this contrast is making people more creative. There have been very amazing ways of people reorganizing themselves without needing government. Because otherwise, if they don't do it, they won't survive. Is this the real cause, what they're causing such a chaos, like to activate their creativity, or is there anything behind that from the non-physical point of view?
Yes.
And what will that be?
Gloom,
what you just
said, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it were not for bad luck, they would have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee.
So, Rocky, they're saying people are wanting to have a collapse because they can be creative. But not everybody wants to be creative. Others want to be despaired. So you can't generalize. Some will not fare well, and others will.
Well, I'm not sure. It's like Bob. You're going to kill everything, and Bob, that just makes Bob richer. But you can't tell anybody that, because that's ridiculous. Because then they try to kill Bob, and then people line up, they try to get his money, and he doesn't care, because he doesn't know. And then they say, well, we're going to get your ice cream money. Oh, no, hell, you're not. You're not getting my goddamn ice cream money. I'll pay that right now. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Get your own ice cream lappers. You're not getting my lapper money, I'll tell you that, for sure. If you own as much Southern Company as I do, you'd be having a different conversation anyway, wouldn't you?
Is it maybe also that people are creating these situations to make mass exodus?
Good a reason as any.
Good alibi.
But then who's going to pay for the FEMA cramp? It's a little bloody flux, you see.
We had been repenting and talking about how...
Repining.
How Bob was actually making this metanoia during most of his life, reviewing to actually heal humanity, like in the psychiatry, people talk about their childhood and their past experiences, like what Mari was doing was, in a way, repentance. He was doing metanoia, talking about experiences from the past.
Who was? Oh, Mary, yes.
Is that really what Bob was doing? A sort of cathartic healing with his chart?
All except the tiny note.
What all charts except note? That joke. What would be the tiny note? I think he's saying that all my charts were doing it, but my tiny note chart, which was meant to be a repenting review, he's saying did not do that.
Because of the Thompson quadrant.
What is in the Thompson quadrant that it makes that a factor, Ion? What part of the Thompson quadrant?
The absent missing of the Quaker quadrant.
Let's talk about the Roxy quadrant.
Okay. That's in the LaRouche arena.
Yes, the communist.
Okay.
You said something about the E flat on the chap line. And I was just curious
C.
about what you mean.
They said what? Isom Lee did it in the key of C, because that's the only thing Peggy knows how to play.
He's a member of the Isom Lee group.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't C flat, you once said Coldplay was C flat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We still say
yes.
It.
Okay.
We'll say it again. If you want us to.
Yeah.
You'll feel better.
Perfect.
As we were doing these repentance talks, I was mentioning the witch halls in Mexico. They say the place where peyote grows is like the place in which the whole world came out. Do they have any truth in their statements and what they believe?
Mm-mm. No.
Is there any connection to another parallel world? Because they say the peyote comes from other place?
It's the Eva Mae Lefebvre song. He started the whole world singing a song. That's the answer to that question.
You mean it became a meme and part of people's belief system?
Good. Eva Mae Lefebvre.
What happens when they take that they think they connect to another parallel world?
They think they're connecting to lucidity. That's what they think they're doing. They think they're arriving. They think they're becoming. They think they're figuring out something. They think that if other people are less than they are, they'll feel better about being what they are more than. So,
what happens during the ingestion of such plants? People allow their perception to be more extended, expanded. Like, for example, people report they can hear people talking at a very far distance or knowing what they are thinking on and things like that. What allows that the people can allow then this expanded perception? Just the belief, or is it really the chemistry?
It's just a thought you've been thinking a long time.
And the tribes have been thinking it for thousands of years. But when it first started, who made up the notion? And were they affected by their chromosome 14? Did the plant affect something like that?
You're going to ask it a different way.
Well, how does a meme get started? And you've talked about that in different ways before.
Is it maybe like there was some type of memory? Because all taking these plants is always like a ritual and is like a very sacred type of food. Is it like somehow humanity knew we had to look for the ISIL?
No. You can't get there from there.
Okay. Only Bob knew?
Basically.
Why didn't Carolyn know?
She does.
But she didn't make an issue out of it?
Mm-mm.
I made an issue out of it.
She hasn't yet. She may.
I haven't what yet?
Figured it out.
I started by accident, Roxy. I have a complete alibi.
Yes, and lately, going to another subject, there has been also this meme on the internet that something is going to happen on September 22 or 23 or 24, around those dates. Everything is happening all the time, but why will people set that date as a big turnover? Is really something going to happen on those dates?
Just like tomorrow and yesterday.
So there's no point on fixing anything to dates.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
What was that last bit? You said you can't know anything today. What did you say?
No, there is no point on fixing dates or...
Right.
Because as Ian said, all the time things are happening in the past and in the future.
Okay,
okay,
great. You're going to take a break. So we've got... Who else would like to speak?
I got a question. It's Yuri. Ion, so
yes.
I was thinking about the footsteps of the elders throughout the ages on Earth. I was wondering why they moved to the east or settled in the east. Should I ask it differently?
No, it'll be inbox in just a second.
Okay.
Way to go, Yuri. You evoked a song.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Ian, I just got George Reynolds' Mental Doodle number 462. Any comment on it? It's called...
There's your inbox now.
I know, I see it. But I have Mental Doodle number 462, and it's called Sooner. Do you have a comment on his thoughts in the Sooner
doodle? It's as ridiculous as the last one was.
All right, so Mylon LeFevre. Weren't you saying Mylon LeFevre? Weren't you saying that name... Yeah, 5 minutes ago, weren't you saying that?
Yes, Eva May LeFevre's son. Eva May LeFevre's son.
Is who we're going to hear right now.
Yes.
All right, do I get everything sound up?
Much.
Is an answer to Yuri's question about the elders.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
Okay, I have found very hard to hear the lyrics, so I'm going to read the lyrics. Okay. I'm going to take a trip in that good old gospel ship, and I'm going far beyond the sky, and I'm going to shout and sing until all the heavens ring when I'm bidding this old world goodbye. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. All of my joy with you I'd like to share, and when my ship comes in, I'm going to leave this world of sin. I'm going sailing through the air. I'm going to take a trip in that good old gospel ship, and I'm going far beyond the sky, and I'm going to shout and sing until all the heavens ring when I'm bidding this old world goodbye. This is a suicide message. Now, this is called Christian rock, Yuri, so highly suspect. I can scarcely wait. You know I don't want to be late. I want to spend my time in prayer. Yes, and when my ship comes in, I want to leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Sounds like, Yuri, that your question leads to a big fallacy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a trip, oh, yeah, in that good old gospel ship, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to shout and sing, and goodbye, y'all. I don't want to go with me. Ah, don't you want to go with me? Goodbye, goodbye, good goodbye. So, Ion, is that a message that we can be associated with?
Certainly. Go back to his question. Ask his question again, and there's your answer.
Okay, what was your question? Well, the elders, why did the elders come to the east?
Yes, or settle.
Because they wanted
east.
To get away from where they were.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because even though I didn't hear the lyrics at first, I got a whole list of really interesting things. Can I read those out to you?
What do you mean? What did you get?
Could we talk to you?
Well, I got new lands, claiming land, travel networks to keep food circulating and bring new things to homeland, built landmarks along the way like Stonehenge and a lot of things to kind of help them navigate and keep them connected, and new things. It's like, oh, you know, I heard from across the land that there's this new, I don't know, island popping up, and there's like fruits and there's all kinds of stuff there, so they're migrating there, but it's not the only place that they'll be settling. It's like one stop along their journey.
So you're listing all the activities that went on as they traveled.
Yes, and as time went on and they got older, some of them settled in the east and have built such empires with helping the world heal from floods and famine and, you know, the Black Death and all these things.
How do you know that? Who, the elders did this?
I don't know, but I got this from just hearing
the song. You're studying some mythology. What author are you quoting?
I'm not quoting an author. I'm quoting from the song Ion shared with us.
They don't go into that. You're listing off a whole bunch of things, and they say nothing in the song about going east. They say leaving and committing suicide.
I really think that today's generation is kind of following that sort of pilgrimage in a way, but being misunderstood. Misunderstanding the whole message behind the pilgrimage.
They can't, okay, well, what I get instantly applying the five-body model, they're traveling all the time via resonance in the chip body. Are they nostalgic for chemical body places to go to? Maybe they need to understand why they can't get a chemical body trip going because they're all in their chip bodies all the time, which doesn't go anywhere.
So would you say it's kind of clouding their vision, per se?
Yes, anybody clouds your vision.
So this drive that they're getting from what's been left from the elders in a way of, you know, like finding new things in the world. And
who are these elders you're talking about?
Those who've written a lot of the texts that we quote from the Bible and beyond.
They weren't written by the elders. The elders would not write anything down.
I'm just calling them elders.
Yeah, let's not use that term. So you're saying, what are the kids going to do with the Gutenberg legacy of all this printed material?
Yes.
Burn it in effigy, we hope.
Yes, they're going to burn it.
Okay.
They're going to leave that world. Did you want them to go back to Gutenberg galaxy?
Hell yeah.
They want to go back to it, Ian? Hell yeah, they want to go back to it.
So far.
they're nostalgic for it. But is, are you nostalgic for it, Yuri? Because yes. It's the Gutenberg galaxy that is in the educational system.
It's something I highly connect to. I don't know where I'm getting a lot of my information and a lot of the stuff that I know from, but I know it's helping a lot of things right now.
What, books? You have to be specific. You're talking about reading books helps you a lot.
It's not really books. I would ask a question, I would get the material,
okay,
and
well,
I would...
Where would you get the material? Where? What kind of form? Because we're talking about books. Now you're shifting the topic?
No, I'm not shifting the topic. I can still
relate
it to Ion Song.
Just answer directly. Where do you get the material from that you just said you're getting?
I can get it from anywhere. That's the thing. It's not one medium that I get it from.
Okay, but most of it's from the chip body. So what's your problem? What is your question about? Okay, you're getting all this great information, and you think that the older people don't understand the young kids. Put the two together.
Bob, I never thought that. I never thought that the old people do, you know, are not getting the young
that.
Kids or anything.
You said
like
there's
that.
A great misunderstanding of your generation.
Well, I feel the youth are misunderstanding what the elders are trying to teach.
You're saying the youth are misunderstanding the books, because that's all there was before. And you said the writings are the Gutenberg galaxy. So, yes, they're understanding books because they're not given any clue in where they came from and how it doesn't relate to their present experience. But Americans would feel nostalgic for books because their country and meme was built on the books.
So would you say there's a disconnect between the oral tradition and you?
Yeah, there was. Well, the printing press created the disconnect with the oral tradition. The electric age makes people either nostalgic for the old, sloughed-off Gutenberg galaxy, the non-oral tradition, while it makes other people yearn for the oral tradition, get back to music and chanting and mouth activity, but we don't live in either. So the yearning for retrieving the oral tradition in a lot of counterculture or a lot of society, McLuhan criticized. He says, you people don't know that you're not going to be able to retrieve the oral tradition or the books. You'll only do it as wealth for the economy, but you won't retrieve it the way you want because we're in a new tactile situation. And that's neither oral or. And you are very tactile when you're doing digital life.
Okay.
Your body is... That's interactive. So I've defined the terms as I understand them. You tell me what your terms are or what you thought you were saying in relation
he's
to what I just clarified.
Pilgrim. He's just a pilgrim in search of a city, Bob.
And his generation are pilgrims in search of a city. And we're providing the city, Yuri.
Mm-hmm. And when you get tired of talking about it, then you're inbox.
So, Yuri, what do you want to say now?
I would say I was misled.
By what?
Deluded, as it were.
Actually, I was misled. I was misled by everything.
Well, so was everybody, and people want to be misled, Yuri. That's called original sin. They fell because they wanted to be misled and try a different route.
They got tangled up with a snake, and they've been chasing a snake ever since.
I just got something really big. I kept getting a hint about a deterioration or something.
Yes.
I don't know. But within 2015?
Yeah, it's not deteriorating.
Not deteriorating.
Yeah, you just said you got a sense of deterioration, then you were going to correct that or something. Next clause, say something differently.
I'm just getting a really big sign saying deterioration, and it's related to what Roxy
mentioned. Yeah. What about deterioration? You're getting a big sign about deterioration, but you're not telling us what is deterioration.
I don't know what it is.
You.
That's the thing. I just brought it up to see if anything rings a bell for you.
Oh.
Well, the word, any word rings a bell.
Well, yes, I know, but I wanted to see what this did.
Well, Ian's responding, Yuri.
Okay. Joy bells.
I'm sorry, Ion?
Joy bells.
Joy bells. Is it a form of a fixing process?
No. A fixative requires agar.
you have no need of an agar in a non-corrosive state. You'll make Bob get you some Sky Pilot Choir. That's what you need. What's wrong with your world? Bobby's going to take us right down through there. I'm telling you right now.
What is going to take us down there?
Yuri.
Yuri's going to take us where?
Right down through there.
Are you threatening us? Are you warning us?
With a happy good
time. No, not you.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, let us go. You take us there where Yuri pushed us.
Well, you're a little bit behind times now, but that's not too odd.
So you made a warning, a threat, and now you're saying it doesn't apply.
Okay.
Not you, Ion. Ion, are you asking me to play Eva Marie? Is this your ridiculous way of asking me to play a song?
He's got this deuterium-laced billboard that is trying to pronounce heavy water as an answer to an otherwise solidarity movement that Angela Merkel somehow is to overcome the prowess of an age, a dying age that doesn't apply, by applying a cliched archetype from a Gutenberg-based reality where there's no sense to feeling or to sound. So there's no question that you should play Doris Akers' Gospel Singers, He'll Never Let Go of Your Hand, which is the one that just arrived in your inbox, Bob.
Okay.
This gift you have isn't worth a goddamn if you don't apply it. You've got to get it so you get a hold of it because it's leading you. You're not leading it. What's the point of being collective or objective or visceral or tactile if you don't even know which body you're in? shake yourself, get a hold of it, and you'll be all right. Just simmer down. The directions aren't landing anywhere any more than us to apply a Doris Aker song moves you. Doris Aker takes you to damn Atlanta. Come on, get to the real world.
It's not that it takes me to Atlantis.
Well, you said that. Why did you say it? Deal with that.
That song kind of just reminded me of a little music box that I had a dream about that my grandmother gave me. It was something that was passed down from, like just like old family that passed through the islands, and we were known to, like, be, like, descendants of certain families related to that period or, like, Atlantean period, or I don't know, like related to construction and all that stuff related to Atlantean philosophies and technologies and stuff. So that's why I brought it up. But the song brought up a lot of feelings about, like, my grandma for some reason.
Well, that's better, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Boothians or the Atlanteans or any of that ridiculous nonsense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
Then
your driving point becomes a different point of focus. So maybe in order to engage your gift, you should work on focus. Mm-hmm. Focus into a point where it applies, which we can help with that. We're pretty good with this. We're not as good as we were once were, but we're as good once as we ever were. Okay, Bob, we're going to have to go back to CKLE and start over, Bob.
A tone of despair there in Ion's voice. So, yes, you got a lot of images you project on direct stuff here, and Ion's saying your imaging is silly. The song was called He'll Never Let Go of Your Hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't find the lyrics to it. I don't know what they sang. I could make it out, but the title is He'll Never Let Go of Your Hand. Okay, big deal. You should let Yuri explain his details rather than you give answers, Ion. Your answers may be correct, but it isn't.
We're just trying to get him to get the deuterium off the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an incredible rant there. I have written here, Ion makes an incredible symbolic telling and relevant rant. That's what you should study, booby.
That's Yuri. What you're saying doesn't. Booby, I like booby, that's right.
Yuri is booby.
I'm booby now.
Booby. No, booby.
Yeah.
Booby.
Bubby. B-U-B-B-I-E.
All right, bubby.
So now what you want to do when you grow up?
I want to end addiction.
Why?
You want to
What's
end
addiction?
Yeah, I want to find a cure for addiction.
There's nothing wrong with addiction.
What do you mean? What
I know there's nothing wrong with addiction.
Why would you get rid of something? What if you're addicted to joy? You want to end joy?
Too much joy can cause problems, right?
Oh? Not away?
No.
Too much joy can cause problems.
We're burnt out on bliss. You having a bliss attack? Dr. D, I'm dying.
You see, bliss has been renewed. That's the thing.
Dying of bliss. I'm dying of bliss. I have a systemic case of bliss. Dr. Green, does your product cure bliss? Does it take bliss out of the equation? Does it kill us? Will it make us feel bad even when we feel good? Will it take all the joy and the things that are of life that are delicious to us and bring us back to a sense of notion of good common sense worthy knowings? Yes. Think about what you're saying, dude.
That's the thing I always do.
Okay.
I mean, there has to be a place for all this content I'm spitting out that appears to be malarkey.
That's why we're speaking to you, because you got to focus it. These cliched archetypes, oh Lord God, don't get the McLuhan started again. These cliched archetypes that you're trying to correct or make better or subdue, we say let the sin begin. It's going to anyway. Don't worry about it. It's going to take care of itself. We say it has already.
I get it.
What do you get?
Okay, tell. Yes, isn't it? Convince Bob what you got.
Yeah, convince me, Yuri, you got something.
I think poetry has been extinct for a long time.
Don't bring Baudrillard into this shit.
No. Well, I mean, I really feel it can be dissected and split up into so many ways of explaining things. I mean, if I can't really speak the way you guys expect me to when it comes to explaining McLuhan.
No. Fuck McLuhan. Fuck Eric. Fuck them all. Don't worry about that. It's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is we're trying to get you into a position where these things, this imagery that attacks you, that pervades you, that slips all through you, that forces you to become this non sequitur in this sands of the hourglass, these are the days of our lives, moniker, that you so gladly and glamorously adapted to say that this is important because it comes to me. We say, okay, but let's apply it. And we're not trying to change anything. We don't care. We think it's wonderful. But you got to apply it somehow. If you don't apply it somewhere, you may as well save it. And it ain't doing you any good.
Mm-hmm.
So, now if you want to play with this, we'll get you back on the road to Wellville if you're interested.
I'll take that plunge. Dive. Step.
Well, you're going to ask Ian something?
Is anything left?
Everything's just started.
Yeah, everything just started.
Everything's just started.
Yeah. I told you the deterioration is not a problem.
Okay.
You don't believe that. You're too under the influence of Kiki and your own negative generation. Your pitiful, lousy, crummy little brains.
It's not even the Kiki meme, you know.
I expand it to your generation. You're just expressing some delusion that you think your generation has. You got to start seeing through that.
I think I'm starting to get a little bit of light in that tunnel. But
yes,
the deterioration aspect of things, I don't see it as an end at all. It's just a phase.
It's the end of the beginning, is Ion's phrase, Yuri. It's the end of the beginning is what you're perceiving. We're now getting into the glorious middle.
Okay.
You better say okay, because you've got nothing better to respond with, unless you're suicidal.
Do I have to be suicidal to give you, like, some smart, Alec-y response?
Yeah, some Kiki meme of asserting your own mind and identity. Yes, that's not recommended.
I mean, what if Kiki was just an example of something that needed a solution?
That's what he is. He's an example of that.
What if all these things I'm asking is just really trying to work through the ingredients to make that solution?
In about, let's see, hold on just a second. Get it ready, Bob.
Because that's the thing. I mean, I feel like I get the formula perfectly.
You got the formula perfectly now. Tell us the equation. If you don't, then those words, however true, don't apply. There it is, Bob. Now you can do it. Do that one. This is what it's about. Ta-da.
This is the Road to Wellville trailer, 1994.
Do you masticate, Mr. Lightbody?
Doing what?
Choo-choo-choo, that is the
Wellville Health Resort, a place for healing.
Bend over a little bit, please.
For cleansing.
I like to look at the nude ladies.
And most of all,
sex.
I hardly recognize you with your clothes on.
Anthony Hopkins, Bridget Fonda, Matthew Broderick, John Cusack, and Dana Carvey in an Alan Parker film, The Road to Wellville, rated R.
Is that based on the Kellogg place, Ion?
It is. Kellogg, the cereal people, yes, Dr. Kellogg.
Did I hear them say it's all about sex?
Yes, of course.
Is that what went on at Kellogg's retreat?
Yes.
It's always about sex, Yuri.
Or nothing.
As Dean Latimer said to me, editor of High Times, it's all about sex, Bob. course, I didn't agree with him, so I remain in power today, and Dean Latimer is missing in action.
Okay, so it's all about sex. What's sex made of, Ion?
Coitus.
What's coitus?
Engagement.
Let's say, for example, I had seasonal engagement feelings. You know, it's just like, I think about this summer, I'm going to feel like I want to engage with this person or this thing. Now, sex can be any sort of engagement. It doesn't have to be human and human, right?
Doesn't have to be, no. But that's what they were saying. But soon the Supreme Court will be saying that pedophilia is okay and you can fuck a dog,
like,
and a dog can fuck you, and a monkey
dog, dog and parrot action.
And then you can have homosexual sex with a donkey, and then you got to decide which one you're picking and which one you're picking. There's all kinds of trouble that comes out of this, but still, there you go.
If that's the case.
That's sort of the point, though. But not a problem. It's not a problem. It's just saying these things that you're commenting on are commentable, but they don't make these billboards that you should that should grain your destined experience. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Okay.
Sometimes your gift gets in your damn way. We say.
So just be the conductor, or should I say the composer?
Well, if you feel you're qualified.
I am, actually.
Wow.
What would the Vatican say about this?
Ask them.
Now, the research with the new coil social... very nasty way of communicating with each other. What types of technology do you think might be popping up from this?
Well, we don't like the facial book, so a social coil doesn't help us. And that's the one you refer to?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Get you some amnesia. Be all right.
I got it.
Hey.
Now, today I was at church, and there was this, a DVD that was being played. It was by a song group, yes. I go to church. Yeah.
No,
a song group by the name of Heritage.
Yuri, you're listening to your own voice. You're missing Ion's response to the words you say. He's already said three things.
I think my phone's messed up. I'm sorry. I'm actually hearing myself louder than I'm hearing Ion. Or Ion's probably talking real low.
That has nothing to do with your telephone, darling.
It's your little Generation Y narcissism that's blocking everything. You can't hear anybody. You're too busy talking to yourself.
Yeah.
So would you say I kind of like made myself deaf in a way?
Yeah, yeah. That's the syndrome of your generation.
Hand signals for the blind.
I predicted 1976.
No, you didn't. Lyndon LaRouche did. You just copied it.
Oh, okay.
And you did it without his permission, by the way.
Well,
he's very
I steal from everybody.
It. He thinks you conspired with the Queen, Mom.
He's right.
I just want to ask you about the Christian singing group by the name of Heritage. Do you know of them?
Yes.
No, I don't.
There is a song called I Got Jesus Right Here in My Heart. Do you know that?
Yes.
I was looking into this, and is it possible that the activities we take part in certain religions create, I mean, well, let's just say, and I know everything kind of crystallizes, but what kind of crystals are made when we take part in religious activities?
None.
What's he saying none to?
What kind of crystals do we make when we take part in religious activities? Because I was going on the understanding that everything we do, we kind of create crystals within our body. So I was wondering what kind of crystals are made when we take part in religious activities. And he said none.
So right. I am a nun. None. Like N-O-N-E.
You have these crazy ideas that crystals are made. You should ask if there are crystals made, not, you know, work within the idea that crystals were made. You said crystals are made. Are they made during the blah, blah? Well, he says none. How far-ranging is none? Does it mean there's no such thing as crystals being made? Where'd you get that idea from?
Is that for Iron or me?
Bob, crystals. You got to look at this. This is the goofiest damn thing you've ever seen in your whole entire life. Get a load of his heritage singers. This is the most hysterical thing you've ever seen, ever. This is right up there with Squidbilly, Bob. You got to have it.
Okay.
About it. You got to look at the hairdos and the whole nine yards. It is the bomb. You got to have it.
Come into your hypothalamus.
What do you think about that, Bob?
What Roxy just said? No, wait, Roxy, hold on. You calm down, Roxy. Now, just a minute. Where are we at?
That made me horny. That song made me horny.
I told you it's good. This group is fucking amazing.
Did you look at the video?
Yes, we saw the video
70s.
Today.
What
Where?
Was
the call? I got Jesus right here in my heart.
You saw this video today by Heritage Singers?
No, Well, the singers are still performing. There's like two or three members who are still holding the group together. They have some new members, but this song has like older music videos, like the original members. This is like the original.
Right. Are you saying that this was part of your life earlier today, this video, and then I knew that and played it?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. ESP by Ion.
Ridiculous looking 70s stuff. I'm sure there were several of them ascended even despite that.
PTSD.
What does that mean?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Carolyn says ta-ta for now. What'd you say, Ion? It means what?
No.
Distract disorder?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, Carolyn? That he says TTNN means post-traumatic stress disorder.
No, we didn't say TTFN. We said PTSD.
Okay, Yuri, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to let Bert in here, or anybody else. Roxana doesn't get to talk. She's got to wait a minute, and she's just getting horny. So let's let her wallow in that. Go ahead, Bert.
She wants Jesus to come in her heart.
Or on her face.
We should unmute Roxy and listen to her laugh. Are you laughing, Roxy?
No, I wanted to ask about the mix.
The New York Knicks?
No, the mix you played today, tonight.
The religious mix.
Yes, it was very good.
Then that got you horny?
That was like sort of activation. What was going on there, Ion? Like,
happy
you had
days
this sequence.
Going on there. There wasn't enough of any one of the songs. There should have been more of all of them. That's what your show should have been about. But
I thought it was like a musical metanoia. Like we were playing that had been played in the past and replaying.
Kind of like.
And I was remembering a lot of things.
Kind of like paranoia.
Musical paranoia, okay.
There was a big to-do about Greece and the defaulting and blah, 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 but didn't seem to make a lot of noise about the Chinese market losing, what was it, $2 trillion something in the last 2.5 weeks?
Well,
did I get that right?
The European Union. Yeah, that's because of the European Union.
So that did bring down the Chinese stock market.
They hold most of that note.
Of course, who else would, right?
But
gotcha. Okay.
Of it, but don't talk smack.
Just from the Chinese machine, $2 trillion is, you know, they're pissing out the window into a little bucket. Is there further ramifications of this European Union bringing down the Chinese market that you can tell us?
Yes, there is.
Can you describe how we'll see it manifested in the world political situation?
Basically, there's no way out. The point is, there's no way out. That's the news. And sooner or later, Andrew at Barclays is going to pick up the phone, and they're going to call. And when the Bank of England gets involved, they're going to split it. When they split it, they're going to come back, and Andrew Merkel's got to decide. And once she decides, she's got to see what she's got to do. Then the uncle's going to turn, and he's not going to be very happy with the outcome. They're going to move things around, and things are going to be moved to a place where it applies. Once it applies, then you've got to figure out who's going to take the balance of Santorini and Eurytion and how much they're going to sell it for. It'll be for sale. Sold to the highest bidder.
Did you catch every word? I didn't.
I did. I was listening real intently, and I'm going to throw this in, Bob, but certainly no offense, Ion. The Evergreen said many years ago that countries would be owned by corporations.
But of course. And they set it up.
Of course.
They don't want to do it. They can't do it. If you're talking about a moniker that's taking care of itself, they can't do that.
Ion, you just said they set it up. Who's they, Ion?
The new owners.
They set it up like 20 years ago when they took over, and so they have to create this global drama? to make the transition for their ownership?
Listen to him, Greg. Listen to him. Listen. Hey, GQ. Listen to him talking about austerity like he doesn't know what it's all about. Don't you find that refreshing?
Well, austerity covers the last 40 years. So you're talking about austerity is the means to make the transition.
So do you.
So do I do what? I do what?
Cover the last 40 years.
That's true, yes. Did anybody besides me foresee all this, say, 80 years ago? No.
Was the beginnings of this started 40 years ago, Ion?
No.
Okay.
When did it start, Greg? Don't say okay. When did it start? And if you don't like when, you say 20 years ago, Ion?
Yeah.
Start 20 years ago?
June the 8th, 2015.
It just started, Ion, Greg.
Ion, is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank involved?
Maybe.
This European crisis, is this a way to interfere with the establishment of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank?
Well, if you think Standard Charter is going to fund you, you're mistaken anyway, so yes.
The IMF made a statement that sounded like a red herring to me. They said that they underestimated the effect of the austerity program the Greeks were under since 2009 when they first started throwing money at them. Is that a red herring?
No, it's like the yen carry trade, the same way.
I missed that, the yen carry trade?
Yen carry.
I didn't understand what Ion said in answer to my question, Bob. You repeated it, but it was just... Can you say those words again?
I can't make out what I'm saying most of the time.
It's like the yen carry trades. The
Japanese yen
program carry trade.
The yen carry trade is a term in international trade, currency trade. The yen is an important fulcrum.
What is Greece going to look like being owned by... Other than the people, by a corporation, whatever it is, I don't want
to
tie it down, but what's that going to look like? It's
going to look like the yen carry trade.
Sorry to interrupt, but no. I just read that most of the companies that went broke were bought by Germans.
Yes, and? Are you bragging
yes,
or complaining?
I was just commenting because he said... How is Greece going to look?
What did they buy? Corporations bought what?
Many things that went broke were bought
Many
by
what?
German
Countries
companies,
or?
Companies and infrastructure,
oh.
hotels,
right.
anything. All
how,
types of.
For how long? Over the last 20 years, Ion, or the last 100 years, or the last 3 months?
6 minutes ago now.
Rossi, that's companies within Greece? That was in Greece? That's what you're referencing? German-owned companies in Greece. Is that what you're referring to that you read?
Yes, all the companies that are going broke now because of the mm-hmm. situation are being bought by German.
Hi, are they fronts for China?
Didn't say.
Mm-mm.
Is it tricky? That issue is that they could be, but it's a battle between the German Thousand-Year Reich and the Chinese Thousand-Year Reich. They're both strong.
They are.
Correct, Ion?
They are as sure as Eleanor Roosevelt.
You realize, Greg, how great this show has been?
We were listening while we were on the boat for 3 hours. We were blasting it across the lake on the... Well, we were on in the big cement pod. But, Ion, you know that Ginny Bell's got a big hunkering for Santorini. Would this be a good time for her to make some moves on some resorts there?
Not just yet.
The bottom's not falling out yet?
Let them sell Crete first.
Now, when they sell Crete, do they get the mineral rights underneath Crete, too, or is that a separate
deal? You're saying
deal?
Crete. Are you saying
are.
Crete or Greece?
The island of
What's
Crete.
What's Santorini, Greg?
Another island.
It's another Greek island.
And you're looking to buy it, Ginny?
Heraklion is cool, too.
I'd buy it. I'll go there. You know, whatever makes me happy.
Not whatever. Oh, she's talking about a simple vacation idea. Okay, great.
Well, it's a vacation idea, but gosh, if they're giving it away, I might as well snap it up. I mean, that's not a bad deal.
You don't want to own anything. That's what McLuhan pointed out. Owning things will get you into trouble.
We never did get the reaping and sowing series from Ion where they describe the clear terms of ownership among the ascended or ascending. So we don't have Ion's updated definition around ownership.
We wish the same for them.
It could be a good thing. Right, Ion?
Yeah.
This is the issue. You cannot own anything.
Apparently only Bob can, because he's the one that's the innovation.
Yeah, in the end, it's only me, because I'm the first to understand that.
Now, how do we get it? There we go.
Ion, describe what ownership of Crete would look like.
Total control.
How would total control. Was that total control from... And I'm going to use an analogy. Let's say the mafia owning all of the casinos on Paradise Island in the Bahamas back in the 70s. That kind of ownership?
That'll work.
Well, it seemed to work pretty good back then. It's front companies and front companies and front companies, so you really never know who holds the key to the front door. Is that correct?
Relatively close, but you have other factors and dynamics that will be included in there. But we'll do it in the series. Ginny Bell's right. We should do the complete and wonderful work.
Yeah, because it was always talked about but never completed.
What's always. The series on?
It's always that way.
What's the series on?
Reaping and sowing.
Oh,
reaping and sowing.
Well, here's what you need to understand. McLuhan said, 40, 50 years ago, the electric environment can't be bought, sold, or stolen. That obsolesces all accounting methods. It can't be bought, sold, or stolen. That's a law under electronic conditions.
But there's a different construct with Iondom because we were all told that in order to have the completement formulas work for us, we had to own them through purchase. And we had to own the Revelation series through purchase and exchange. So there is
a
different dynamic here. Well, exactly. I understand that. Yes, well, I'm not talking about owning in the McLuhan term. I'm talking about ownership among the ascending of Iondom, and that's a whole different scene.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You don't own
it. You can still own it.
You engage it. You engage it by paying attention.
I don't know. We have to get a judge's ruling. Ion?
You're mincing words. You're mincing words. Both apply and don't.
Did you say mixing or minting?
Mincing.
Minzing. Wonder what that is.
Mincing, like mint.
Oh, mince. Okay.
Dicing it up.
What did you say was a definition of tactility? It's neither right, left, or the other. It's an interactive process, phatic sometimes, pointed the other times, and then neither. This process is explained by the action of payday every week.
Yes, but I'm back on ownership because it could be that in the personal world, personal power world, ownership applies because it is total control. It is... source responsibility, taking responsibility for your creation. And then in the world of language and mortar and also in the electric environment, there is no such thing as ownership. And so both could apply.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, thank you very much, Bob. Take us out with the chariots, and we will see you soon.
All right, thank you, Ion.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bert, you didn't get to ask anything.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
It's all right.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you, Sugar Love.
Thank you, Roxy. Yeah. Thanks, Bert. Thanks,
Carolyn.
Thank you, too.
God's own chariot's coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. Grand old chariot will come about a morning. Take these people away. I'll be standing there at the station waiting. For I'm going home. I'll roll away. When God's chariot comes, I'll roll away. When God's chariot comes, some happy day. Hallelujah. I'm going home. Leaving this world of sin and sorrow. Riding in the chariot. Glory, hallelujah. I'll roll away. When God's